work, 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 work. You send me heavy work, 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 work. You see me.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWords.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the
body
punching? I
was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWords.com.
So you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you're taking those punches.
Down deep in LC Productions.
Making women's justice like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another immediate reaction show. We are back. The young up-and-coming star, Teofimo Lopez, coming from Honduras, hailing from Brooklyn, all over the town. I mean, he's been Brooklyn, Florida, now in Vegas. Just put it on William Silva. So we're here live to give you our immediate reactions and get yours. So you know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. The kid just went from 9-0 to 10-0. We're on this guy because he's fast-tracked to be a star. He just took on someone that was considered a step up and he flattened him out. Let's head on out to our co-host to get their opinion in the Garden State.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal in Michigan, most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one to stop
on
it. Lynch is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Yeah, reaction, immediate reaction. My man Teofimo Lopez destroys William Silva. I told you this kid was the goods, and now the takeover is here. 135 pound division. Watch out, watch out. My man is dangerous, and he hitting that Fortnite dance on ya. But Mike, let me toss it to you real quick.
Yo, yo, talk about a motherfucking show. Teofimo put it on that boy. Then he hit him with the Fortnite dance and start pleasing the crowd at the end. That's one thing about boxing. You got to have showmanship. And Teofimo has that. But let's go and get it started, though.
All right. So the facts are that Teofimo Lopez drops William Silva a couple of times in this fight. He dropped him in the first round. Then he dropped him in round five. And then he dropped them again in round six, and the referee ultimately called a stop to the fight. And, you know, what has to be noted was the tremendous left hooks that he used either upstairs or downstairs. Similar to De Leon on a undercard fight, but De Leon was more of a one-handed bandit, whereas Teofimo was really able to mix it up. I mean, he was just using the shoulder roll. He was fucking landing huge bomb uppercuts. The kid is, he's showing what he needs to show. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely has that moxie, that attitude, that star-making quality is there. I can see it.
There's no fear. No fear.
The way he finished that guy was kind of reminiscent of Josh Kelly. He kind of hit him with like four or five left hooks in a row. Then he came and finished him with the right hook, so. Great show, man. I was thoroughly impressed, and I'm glad he's getting a stage like ESPN to display his talents.
So now he improves to 10-0 with 8 KOs. And this is a big KO because this is a guy that hadn't been stopped before, hadn't been dropped before. And, you know, his only loss was to Felix Verdejo, who, you know, maybe three years ago, was a prospect of the year on ESPN, heavily touted. But he also was behind the machine, or was in the machine, which is top ranking Bob Arum.
And, yo, if you guys didn't catch at the end, their coach, and I mean William Silva's coach, actually said, like, we underestimated you. That's exactly what he said to Teofimo Lopez's dad.
I didn't catch that, but I caught his coach telling him in the fifth round, the end of the fifth round. He said, look, that's it. I'm giving you one more round. That's it. No more. I'm not going to be sending you out there to get beat up like this.
Yeah, he underestimated him. That's exactly what he said. You can play the audio again if we can get it.
Yo. We got 85 watching and only 23 thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up button for us right quick.
Yo, smash that button like my man Tio smashed Silva today, bro. It was an impressive win. I like the kid's style.
He really
knows how to really entertain the crowd, and that's what you want in a future superstar. You know what I mean? Only 20 years old, and he has it in his mind that he's going to be a champion.
Real quick, shout out to B Pauly for the super chat. Undisputed TBB for life.
B Pauly, super chat king. Man. Shit, what was I gonna say?
I'll take it from you right quick if you don't know.
Yeah, you might as well because you got your mic all right. I feel like,
hey, I'm feeling good, baby. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, I feel like
he's clearer. I'm sure.
I didn't notice.
I feel like Beyonce right now. I'm fucking start saying this shit, goddamn. Don't get me started. But anyway, man, Teofimo, man, God, hey, I saw him like a couple times, like previous fights, but I didn't know he had it like this. This guy was 25-1, 25 pro fights, and you fighting him in your ninth fight? Come on, man. Come on.
He gave Felix Trinidad, the fake Felix Trinidad, Felix Verdejo, hell.
Oh, he did? I didn't see that fight. How long ago was that?
You got a box record, but yeah, you know, this William Silva, that was the comparison. You know, that's why Teofimo came out and said, I'm going to do what's his kid's name?
Felix.
Anyway, just play the audio. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's Teofimo Lopez. Stay tuned. Watch my fight Saturday night. I'm fighting William Silva. And what I'm going to do is what Felix Verdejo couldn't do. Let's get it. It's a takeover.
He definitely did what Felix Verdejo couldn't do, you know?
Right. Now, the kid got some pop, bro. And, I mean, he just clobbered him. I mean, left hook after left hook. I mean, they were coming out so fast. I'm very impressed with the speed. And you could see right there the youth taking over the old lion, so to speak.
Well, I mean, it was like Timothy Bradley said, this guy, William Silva, was a little bit limited. He was going straight back. He wasn't giving angles, whereas Lopez was giving you everything. He was crouching down. You know, he was flicking a jab. He was giving you a little bit of everything. He's definitely a showman. He is definitely a showman. So where does he go from here before we wrap this one up? He just got this win.
I mean, he had an impressive win. Who knows who they got for this kid? I mean, he
won. Yeah, but do you want to see him jump to the top 15 right now, or should he continue to, you know?
Because I think he's ready for the top 15, man.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
the way he's talking, he said like he won Felix Verdejo. If you keep talking all that trash about him,
Verdejo can't be ranked high though. Like, where's Verdejo? I mean, you know who's he for? You know, Dennis Galarza is a PBC guy. Dennis Galarza is also having a fight pretty soon, and he's ranked 85, but he's been on TV. Maybe that's a name. You know, he doesn't hit that hard. You know Dennis Galarza, Doomy. I'm sure you don't remember, but I'll remind you. He's the son of the former Erickson Lubin trainer.
Okay, yeah. The scientist or the fox?
No, you're thinking Makai Fox and you know, Sly Like a Fox. No, that's from DC. Right. I'm talking about Florida.
He threw the alley hoop and you missed it, baby.
Did I?
Basuda B. Let me see. So, Verdejo's 42. That's a good jump then, because he's at like 105. Teofimo is. If they get him a top rank, I just don't see top rank. I mean, I don't see Verdejo signing up for that. He's going to get knocked out. That's going to be the, like, undefeated fighters, but they serving up Verdejo's O.
What was the fighter that you
said? I know. Verdejo already lost. He lost to Antonio Lozado Jr. Maybe that's who they need to get to beat him up.
I mean, so, look, he's 135. I mean, how fast did they move Tank?
Hey, he said within the next year and a half, he coming up for one of those belts. I don't know if
It's on him. It's on him. If he pushes his promoter the way that Lomachenko did, then yeah, they'll get him a title shot. Doesn't matter. They'll get him one. You know, he's the boss. That's what I've been saying from the day one. You know, these fighters are the boss. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy immediate reaction shows. So we will come after all big fights to be here to give you the phone lines to, you know, really voice your opinion. So you know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Yo, is Reed just walking in the ring yet or what?
Not yet.
Well, I mean, final thoughts. I mean, I heard one of you guys say that they're looking at Felix Verdejo. That would be a good in-house fight for the Honduran Teofimo Lopez. He'll get a win over a Puerto Rican who is, you know, synonymous with boxing because of his heritage and, you know, the island in which he fights and represents. So I like Verdejo versus Lopez. And, man, shout out to Lopez. I like him even more now after hearing his story. You know, just like me, he suffered a death in the family when he lost his bulldog. I lost mine. So I'm definitely feeling for him. You know, he was fighting with that pain in the heart today, and he released it on Silva's face.
Well, my final thoughts are, y'all know how much I love that the eye test. And this kid right here, he passes the eye test with flying colors. 25-1 opponent. 9 fights in for itself. I mean, you can't do anything more than that. I mean, so I'm excited to see where Top Rank is going to move him and how they're going to move him. But the way he talks and the way he fights, it sounds like he's going to be ready for a world title shot very, very soon. Go ahead, Domi.
Yeah, man, the takeover is here. El Catracho taking over. Watch out. He's fast. He's furious. He got style. He's representing the flag. He brought it up there. I'm really happy for this duo. And what I mean by duo is, you know, the father-son duo. We got another father-son duo that are going to be doing big things. I'm, for one, very happy. He's my paisan. I'm Honduran. So big up to you, bro. You know, RIP. I forgot. Leo. Leo. Leo was the name of the bulldog. RIP Leo, man.
Damn, look at that. My dog name was with an L, too.
Yeah, I both took L's with them dogs. But shout out to them dogs, though.
Damn, my dog. My dog. This is for my dogs.
Where the sound bite at?
Yo, I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. I just clicked it from 47 to 48. Show some love right here for your host. We rocking out with you. Immediate reaction show. Teofimo Lopez. Putting the mittens, the paws, as young Scrap used to say. Put the paws on that boy.
Paws on.
Social media, guys?
Oh, I was waiting for Mikey. Mikey. Hey.
My bad. Y'all can follow me at Gross1911 on IG. Do me.
Okay, I thought you had a couple more to shout out. You can catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linez, that's LAINEZ. You can catch me on Instagram, that's Alex_Doomsday_LAINEZ. Twitter, Alex Linez TBV. And don't forget to check out Patreon. And we will be back with a live fight chat on Regis Progrias versus Juan Velasco.
Man, Regis bring out the stars, boy. He got Lil Wayne out there. He got Kyle Matthews.
Okay. Ready for that live fight chat. Peace, guys.
Peace. All right,
my brother.